singen wir Folgen und Traum wird zum Siegen und Schaum. Amen.
Amen.
Danke vielmals.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wir dürfen dem Herrn singen.
We may play and sing to the Lord just out of gratefulness for that what he has done for us.
Der Grund, weshalb ich heute
the reason why I have called our brothers to the front to pray in the various languages is because that it was given to me here something. How many were joining us online yesterday and who were listening and watching all over the world. 999 were joining us online yesterday. And if you then think on Africa, that 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 people are gathered on one connection to hear, then we are just overwhelmed that God has given so much grace that his revealed holy word is being carried into all the world. And also by the transmission, that the possibility was given. This was never like this before. This was never like this. But God has given it so that it might be fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. And then the end shall come. 999 connections were last night part of the word which became precious to us and also to all our brothers and sisters all over the world. It became precious to them. We are just grateful, grateful with all our hearts that we have these possibilities. God not only took care that his revealed word is being given out as the spiritual food, is being left to us as spiritual food, but that we may preach and proclaim it. And may God bless all our interpreters. May God bless you from the riches of his grace. May he give you the right words, which then are touching the hearts of all those who hear the word and who do according to it, doers of the word by his grace. You all know, all of you, you have come from all nations and languages. You are all welcome. And we say it time and again. The Lord has given the promise to Abraham, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. Today, We will not go in the situation as it is in the political or economical realm. We will not go into details. But what really touches us is, of course, that what is happening with Israel. But also there, God has taken the responsibility for it. He will only allow what is in His permissible will. And so we're just grateful that He, who purposed His plan before the time began, that He is bringing to pass this plan in our time. And the message of the hour has only one purpose, as the message of John then, Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, to prepare a people for the Lord, to present a prepared people for the Lord. Then we remember Matthew 25. Those who were ready went in. And so our meetings are for each and every one of us, so that all can have an experience with God. Brother Kukaczka Junior, he reported to me of what God did a couple of days ago. Just so nice when the Lord can confirm His word, and when we can act in faith, and that we can receive by faith what God has promised to us. Now, just briefly, going to the word which was read to us, and before I will go deeper into the scripture, please remember me, especially now in February, this extraordinary trip which is before me. With God's help, I will travel. The Lord really opened doors, and in particular, in Indonesia, in the greatest and the largest Islamic country of the world. The second one is, of course, Pakistan. And concerning Indonesia, we have a very... We got a great portion from God. That man who was teaching it at the university, he was my interpreter, and God has given him grace. And every time when I said God in the sermon, then he said Allah. And this was really too much for me. I could not stand it any longer. And I just said, please say Elohim. But this was not all. I brought with me both Bibles. In the one Bible, hundreds of times it says Allah. In the Bible. And in this Bible, which we printed, is not written one single time the word Allah. Here is written the Hebrew name Elohim. Elohim, the Almighty. The Almighty. You can look into it. Right at the first page, I marked it. Allah, Allah, Allah. And here?
Elohim.
Elohim, Elohim. So, we are very grateful to God that also in this regard He opens the ways so that we can serve the people of God. And this brother, he still has access. I was invited to preach. and also in 8 different meetings to bring the word of the Lord. And may the faithful God, may He bless in a very special way. It could be the last time that I make such a journey to Indonesia. The Lord knows His own. He calls out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. We are grateful that we got the connection to that, what the Lord is doing right now, because of all the promises which He has given. We will go into it now, but we read in the word of introduction from Hebrews chapter 4, let me read also verse 11, which is of course before verse 12. Let me also read it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of disobedience or unbelief. Putting all efforts to it, that we reach the goal, that in no one of us it turns out that there crept in unbelief, but rather that faith and obedience combined work in our life of faith, and that we agree by His grace with God and His Word. Right after what is written, of course, verse 12. For the Word of God is alive. For what was the Word of God given? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And whoever does not believe the sermon, the preaching, falls into unbelief and will be disappointed. But he who believes, to him the arm of the Lord is revealed, and he will see and feel it, that God's word is powerful, and that it really penetrates until it divides spirit and soul, joints and marrow, and that is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. How wonderful! Everything was put in an order by God, also in the Holy Scripture. I think here now to that what our Lord said in John chapter 3 in verse 34. Whom God sends, He speaks the words of God. He doesn't tell stories, no interpretations. For whom God has sent, He speaketh the words of God. And John 8, the all well-known word to all of us, verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. It's a connection between the preaching of the word and between those who hear the word of God. Only he who is of God can receive messengers whom God sends with His word. Only he can believe what God has to say through the message of the word. for us, and not only especially for me, but for all of us, it's just important that from the first chapter of the New Testament, from Matthew chapter 1, I read you just a couple of verses to show us that everything, as it was promised in the Old Testament, that everything came to fulfillment in the New Testament. And the same applies, of course, to our time. God, of course, didn't leave us to the interpretations of the Word. God revealed to us the Word to be a lamp unto our feet. And we may walk in this light. And as our brothers then, right at the beginning, they time and again referred to that what was fulfilled at their time. So we must in this time also find the red line in the word of prophecy, recognizing it and telling it to the people. In this way, it is being fulfilled what the Lord has said in His Word. Now, just briefly, Matthew chapter 1. Here it says in verse 22. Matthew 1, verse 22. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall conceive, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Today we put the emphasis on that it might be fulfilled. And it what was fulfilled. The evidence was given that the Lord has watched over His Word. And that everything what was promised, that it found fulfillment. All this, not only a bit of it. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled. What is happening today? Today, in all of the world is happening what was foretold in the Bible prophecy. We will not go into detail here, but we will just go into it what concerns us as the church and the promises which God has given to us. Right in Matthew chapter 2, we read in verse 15, Matthew 2, verse 15, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Just so wonderful. Matthew couldn't have known it. Mark not. Luke not. No one. But the Spirit of God, He was leading our brothers at the beginning in the way that what was foretold and promised in the Old Testament, that they placed it biblically, that they put it on the foundation of the Bible, showing that here was fulfilled what God said by the prophet. In verse 17, in Matthew 2, it's the same. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard. Matthew wouldn't have known anything of this voice, but the Holy Spirit inspired, he revealed, he was leading to the scriptures which found their fulfillment. Now, just tell me, can it be different today? The Holy Spirit leads into the word, into the promises, and we time and again can go into the word of promise. And by grace we can see the fulfillment. The same in verse 23 in Luke chapter 2. Matthew 2. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene. And with this word, one has to go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Numbers. The consecrated ones are the Nazarenes, consecrated to a ministry. He was the blessed one, the consecrated one. And he had to be a Nazarene, because everything was based upon the Holy Scripture and had to be proved by it. Then we come straight to Matthew chapter 3, where we are also told what happened then. And we just have to put it up to date in the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 3. Here the ministry of John the Baptist is described and placed. And we are grateful for it. Matthew 3, from verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then verse 3. For this is he. Amen. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. This is the man sent from God, the man with a divine message, the man which was promised. Let us say it once again. Matthew could not have known it by himself. This the Spirit of God revealed, who of course leads into all the truth. This is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Brothers and sisters, we are grateful for the placing of all that what happened at the beginning. And I say it, we are even more grateful that the Holy Spirit in this time leads into the word, into the promises, and into the fulfillment. That what happened then, about this, all the others can preach. All can preach about that what was read just now. The question is, who can preach about that what is happening in our time? Who can go now to the word and show, here God promised it, and that's how it is happening in our days. In Matthew chapter 3, we read from verse 11, both verses, verse 11 and 12. Matthew 3, 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John was not only the fulfillment of that what God spoke by the prophet Isaiah, but he introduced Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He not only said, this is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. He also said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We have a full gospel. God did not forget anything. Important is that we experience it, and we are waiting for the day where the desire, the longing in us becomes so great that we just cannot bear it any longer. And just saying, Lord, I don't let you go unless you are blessing me. I don't let you go except you baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. As announced by the forerunner then, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me is mightier than I. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. How many wants to experience this? How many want to experience this? It is necessary for the rapture. And this must be said very clearly here. A conversion is only completed if the Lord accepted us and if he has given the confirmation to it. With the baptism, with the water baptism, we confirm that we became believers. According to the scripture, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But we not only want to be saved and be accepted at the last judgment, according to Revelation 20. No, we want to be part of the bride church. We want to experience the filling with the Holy Ghost, the sealing with the Holy Ghost by his grace. We want to experience it. And as written here, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then we have right in chapter 3, in verse 16, what happened with our beloved Savior, when he came out of the water, then the heavens opened unto him. We want that the heavens are opening, that God answers, that he blesses, that the supernatural can take place by his grace in our midst. We believe, as the scripture has said, why should not happen what the scripture also said? Now, the places from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, where the Lord has taken the second scripture, lining it out, setting it forth, that John is not only Isaiah 40, verse 3, but that he was also Malachi 3, verse 1. And here we have it, the confirmation in Matthew, chapter 11, where our Lord spoke at that time. Let us read verse 9, Matthew 11, verse 9 and 10. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. And then verse 10, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Compare it with Luke 7, verse 27, and other scriptures in the Gospels. It just overwhelms me when it's said of our Lord, for this happened that the scripture might be fulfilled. Everything what God does is the fulfillment of scripture. Also, that he would send a prophet in this prophetic age to bring the people of God out from all confusion and to show us the way back to the beginning, to that what God promised for this time. And then we read from Matthew 11, here the scripture 13 and 14 and 15, here it's written, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elijah who is to come. Just think of it, how the Lord spoke here. On one hand, he revealed what has happened. And on the other hand, he has hidden it. Just think of it. And he is Elijah who is to come. Yes, he was already, and he is still to come. John came in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. And one really, one, in everything, one has to go back to the word of God. In the prophet Malachi, there are two prophecies. The one in chapter 3, most have a fourth chapter. With us, it's chapter 3, verse 23, but it's 4. That God would send a prophet who will have to do two things: the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the hearts of the children of God back to the fathers of the beginning. And if you read it in the ministry of John, according to Luke 1, only the first happened. He turned the hearts of the Old Testament fathers, all who were in the faith of the fathers, they turned it and led it to the faith of the new covenant. Of the second, it is not written anything. This was fulfilled in our time, that the hearts of the children of God are turned now back to the beginning, to the apostolic fathers, to that what was taught in the book of Acts. It can be written in one verse, and nevertheless, it can be fulfilled at two different times. And therefore it's written, blessed is he who rightly divides the word of God, who places the things there where they belong by its grace. And in verse 15, he that has an ear, let him hear. He who has an ear, let him hear. Most people have two ears, not only one. And then it goes in here and out there. But if we found grace in the sight of God, then his word penetrates. Then his word becomes powerful. It leaves an impact. It has an impact in your and in my spiritual life, in as much as if we believe it. Then I remember what is written in Matthew 12 of our Lord and Savior. Matthew chapter 12, and here it's verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying in Isaiah 42, from verse 1, saying, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare justice to the Gentiles. In Matthew 10, our Lord gave the instruction to the disciples, don't go to the Gentiles. I only send you to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But in the Great Commission, therefore, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures under heaven. We also see the periods, how they took their course and how they came to fulfillment. But this is not all. Paul, the man of God, who had a very special call and commission, he referred to this word, and especially to Isaiah 49 with his ministry. Let us read it in Acts chapter 13. And chapter 13 is a very special chapter in the history of the New Testament church. Here we are told and shown what the Spirit of God works in the church. Let us read it to understand it correctly. Verse 1 and 2. Acts 13, verse 1. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Here the names are mentioned and listed of those who were in the church at Antioch. But now comes the main thing. Verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Separate them. Not only in the local church, but called for a work. Separate them to me. Verse 3. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And they went forth, verse 4, as written in verse 4, they're being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Let us read verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed. This is what counts, brothers and sisters, that the Holy Ghost can start to work again, and that all brothers worldwide are coming back into lockstep, that all stop with their interpretations and wrong ways, that they are brought back, so that the unity in the Spirit and in the body of Jesus Christ can take place. If the ministering brothers are presenting different doctrines, how can then the church come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge? It must come to the point that all who are now ordained to carry the word, that they have no own things, no specialities, no, just humbly passing on what God has given to us by His grace, so that we just give out like this the spiritual food. And also this is a part of the end time in which we are living now. But let us read also from Acts 13, namely verse 38, and then verse 41, and then once again from verse 44.
So soll euch denn kund getan sein, werte Brüder, dass euch
38, be it known unto you, brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, regardless how powerful the message is, how many subjects could be included into the sermon. The kernel of the divine message is the word of the cross. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this Jesus is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. But then comes a problem, like in number 16. Let us read it from verse 41 in Acts 13. Behold, ye despise us, and wonder, and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Here we have a key word. If we only hear of that, what God has done and is doing, then we stand outside. But if we have part in it, and if we experience personally, namely that what God promised for our time, then we are hearing not only of it, but then we have part in it. And this is the big difference. He who only hears of it, yeah, this is not enough. There can be despisement there, despising about a calling, about a commission. No, hearing is not enough. Having part in it and experiencing it, Now just imagine what had to happen then so that God fulfilled the promise which he has given. Let us read from verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Not a story, not a fable, to hear the word of God. Paul preached the word. We are preaching the word. For only the word and those who believe and receive it, they remain forever. Then it says in verse 45, but when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. I don't want to judge here, but I could imagine when brothers who have their thunder doctrines and other doctrines, when they hear that 999 connections all over the earth were to hear the word of God, what then happens in them? Only he can rejoice who experiences also what God is doing. All the others will criticize everything. And therefore it must be emphasized. God is not a God of theory. God is a God of reality. Just look at it, how it was with Paul. It says here, in verse 46, in Acts 13:46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Just think of it. With the proclamation of the true word, the faith and eternal life was connected. Whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. And therefore it is necessary that God's word penetrates into us, that we respect it, that we believe it, and that we get it revealed. Think, just think for one moment. You judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life. You didn't accept the message which we proclaimed. And the door was shut. The Lord opened the doors to the Gentiles. And this with referring to the text of Isaiah 49. Let us read verse 47 in Acts 13.
Denn so hat,
for so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. For the Lord commanded us. The promise is connected to our Lord Jesus. He is the light of the Gentiles. But we are preaching him. We are preaching the counsel of God. And we are now preaching to the Gentiles that our time is coming to its end and that the time for Israel starts again. That we arrived at the last period of the time of grace. And in this time, the Lord calls out His people. And it's just necessary that no despiser is here who would despise that what God is doing right now. No, that we recognize the Word of God in our lives, in our midst, and knowing that the Spirit of God is at work under the preaching of the Word of God. We believe that the Word of God does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what the Lord has sent it for. Many scriptures could be read here. I mean, that what God promised to include it in our preaching. Let us say it openly. In Matthew 24, the Lord actually said everything what would happen before the return of the bridegroom. Of wars, of rumors of wars, of famines. And whoever reads the parallel scriptures in Mark and Luke, of perplexity, of famines, of everything what was foretold in Bible prophecy, we see it. We see the fulfillment in our time. And time and again, the Lord said it, of course. When you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. But just be honest now. If the ministry which is happening now, if we don't place it, if we couldn't place it into the Bible, what then? Shall we tell stories? No. We are just saying, as the Lord said it in the Gospel of Matthew, very clearly He said it, of what would happen. And then also in Matthew 24, verse 42, what He said, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. It's not important when He will come. Important is that He comes, that we believe that He returns, and that we now are hearing the last call, walking forward by faith, coming out from everything. And if you could not read also the verses which are written in the same chapter, who then is the wise and faithful servant whom his Lord, not somebody, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Verse 45. It's of course a promise. It's from the lips, it has come from the lips of our Lord, that to the people of God now, the spiritual food is being given, the absolute revealed Word of God, all Bible doctrines about Godhead, about water baptism, about the fall, about the redemption, that everything is the election, the predestination, that really the table of the Lord is prepared richly before us. That everything what is written in the New Testament, that it was revealed to us, and that we can pass it on. And let us say it once again, brothers and sisters. All the ministers, all the household, all over the earth, in every country, will have part in that ministry, in the proclamation of the last message which God has given to us by His grace. Nobody will go out of it with their own interpretations. No. All will abide in the Word. If ye abide in my Word, and my words abide in you, then ye are my disciples indeed. If we don't abide in the Word, we cannot be the true disciples of Jesus. And therefore, just the emphasis, not to add anything, not to take anything away from it, but to abide in the Word of truth, to preach the message crystal clear, and all who are of God, they hear the words of God. There's no despiser, no mocker in the Church of Jesus Christ. There's no despiser of Jesus Christ. They are all over, but not here. They are all over, but not here. And I say it very openly. It's not about me. It's about the firstborn. It's about the calling out, about the preparation. It is about that God's word is being taken seriously, and that God always has to take somebody to carry the word. This is His decision. He never asked us. He just said what we have to do, what we must do to carry now this wonderful word just before the return of Jesus Christ, carrying it as the last message, and that the Lord has given instructions in advance, that He has given experiences which nobody could take for himself. But as Paul in Acts 22, he testified of it, and he could say, so we also can say it today and testify. Acts 22, verse 14. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee that thou shouldest know His will and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of His mouth. To hear the voice of His mouth.
Der Herr hat alle Propheten, hat alle Knechte persönlich.
The Lord called all His servants and prophets personally. He said to each one what kind of task he had to do. Each one, He has given instructions, be they Noah, who they were. God always, at the commission, He gave a precise instruction what had to be done. And I just say it in reverence before the Almighty God. And I just hope that it is understood rightly. We are going towards the 2nd of April, and then it will be 50 years ago since I have heard the voice of the Lord for the first time. And when Paul writes to the Corinthians, whether I was outside of the body or whether I was in the body, I tell you honestly, it's not easy to speak about supernatural experiences. But I was taken out of this body. I looked to the window. Here I was outside of the body here. And the voice of the Lord came from above, from the right side. I looked here, how I stretched forth my hands here, the palms of my hands, I've seen them, and there I heard what I said here. Lord, they will not hear me. They have all things in plenty. And then came the answer, the time comes, my servant, the time comes, where they will hear you. Then came the instruction with the food. Then the Lord gave the instruction what had to be done. And you all know, Brother Branham, he got it revealed by God in a vision.
And
by this, we have a direct part what God is doing in our time. It was like this at the beginning, and it is so today. I of course, didn't drop with a parachute into something and said, now it starts. No, God has given me the grace to be an ear and eye witness. And this was not enough. The divine commission just belonged to it. Also in the days of our Lord, there were many eyewitnesses. And in the meetings of Brother Branham, there were millions who were eyewitnesses of that, what God has done. There is a need of a divine commission to be directly in the will of God, in the proclamation, to pass on what the Lord has entrusted to us by His grace. And by this we recognize that it has just become true, not you, but the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And as I said last night, the Lord has taken John the Baptist. He was not allowed to remain so long when the Lamb of God died on the cross. He introduced the Lamb. He had fulfilled his commission. Also, Brother Branham, he fulfilled his ministry. But he didn't have to remain so long as unto the return of the Lord. With God, everything is in a wonderful order. Important is that we let ourselves be placed into the divine order and not criticizing and not being placed under the despisers. But that we just say, Lord, you revealed yourself to me. You have spoken to me. I have understood your word. I have heard the call. Let me be placed by you. Just a word now to all who would like to have a new experience with the Lord. Let us say it also now. It's not only about the message, about the biblical points and promises to illuminate them. No, it is about that you and I, that we are being brought into the right stand before God, that we are found in the will and love of God, that all the virtues can be manifested in us, that we can say together with Paul, I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no longer, but Christ lives in me. Most surely you noticed last night that I was very sad last night. Sad that they are waiting for the resurrection of Brother Branham, because he said, I will ride this trail once more. And they really think that he will return to preach in a tent 4 weeks in the USA. I'm not waiting for that. And for this is no promise. It just makes me sad. It gives me trouble on my inside that so many things are being presented based upon the statements which Brother Brandon made as a man. Of course, not as thus saith the Lord. Brother Branham remained a man, just like we are. If I would tell you of all the things which Brother Branham was expecting to happen, even that he would have a ministry in Israel before he would go into glory. He was just a man. What is it about? It is about that we see and recognize him in his prophetic ministry, and that we place the word rightly. Everything else we have to leave up to God. It's not my task to speak about a tent vision, but I can give you 21 letters from 59 to 65. And 1963, Brother Renan wrote me a letter. Perhaps the tent will be erected in Europe. Yes, this he wrote as a man, of course not as a prophet, of course not as thus saith the Lord. And we are grateful to God for it, that we can distinguish that he was just a man and that he remained a man, a human being. But that his unfallible ministry, was thus says the Lord. That thus says the Lord was always thus saith the Lord. We are just grateful that we don't have to commit idolatry here, that we are not glorifying a man, that we are not have a man as the center of our proclamation. No, Jesus Christ. We preach Jesus Christ, the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the salvation, the grace, placing everything biblically by his grace. God has prepared the table for us richly as never before. The table of the Lord was never prepared as now. And Brother Kupfer it was who had Psalm 23 on his heart. The Lord prepares us the table in the presence of our enemies. The Lord is the good shepherd. He has given his life for the sheep so that we can live in him and that we have life more abundantly, that we have it more abundantly. Also today, in the summary, let me say it here once again. As our brothers at the beginning, from the first page, from the first chapter of the New Testament on, just they could prove from the scripture that everything what was fulfilled, what God said by the prophet. So we also in this time can take the word of prophecy and we can prove and show in what kind of way the scripture was fulfilled. And as Peter could say on the day of Pentecost, these men are not drunk, as you might think. No, here it is being fulfilled what God spoke through the prophet Joel. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And we have the promise of the early and latter rain. Dear Brother Bram said, in the name of the Lord, he said, at the end, both will be at the same time, the early and the latter rain. Why early rain? For the sowing. Why latter rain? For the harvest. There will be sowing, there will be harvesting. God will complete and finish his work, and we, by his grace, we will have part in it. Just remain in the love, abide in the grace, abide in the word of God, abide in the faith, trust the Lord. He will bring it to pass in a wonderful way. To him, the Almighty God, who in our time is calling out his people from all peoples, tongues, and nations, just as he promised it, just as he announced it. So it is happening in our time. Thanks be to God who has given us a direct portion in His Word, in His promises, in His blessings, in everything what He prepared for us in these days. And it's the will of God, and it's also my extraordinary will and wish that really no strange doctrines, no strange spirit, no interpretations are creeping in here, but that the pure, crystal clear Word of God is falling into our hearts. We believe as the Scripture says, and the Lord will confirm it. Don't you worry, just believe. Believe what God promised. Believe so that it can be fulfilled in you. General faith is good, but the personal faith is necessary so that God can personally confirm it in you and in me and fulfill it. So, from Matthew 1, so that it might be fulfilled, that it might be fulfilled also in our time, that it might be fulfilled and it still will be fulfilled what God has said in His Word. And to all our brothers, to all our sisters, all over the earth, in all peoples, tongues and nations, we wish the same blessing of the Almighty God, the same revelation, the same insight under the leading of the Holy Spirit into all of the counsel and plan of salvation of our God. And all who have still a request, we are living, of course, in a very evil time, especially the young people are, of course, exposed to things which never existed before, even in our schools. Occult films, movies are being shown, and the pupils have to watch it because it is part of the lessons. It's really an evil time in which we have arrived. And should somebody need prayer, we are here. We are here. Not only to preach the word, we are here to pray for one another, to pray for deliverance. For this, our Lord said also in Matthew 18, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and what you bind on earth will also be bound in heaven. This, what we are doing here in the commission of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever we speak out, happens, and it is valid in heaven before the throne of God. Just trust the Lord. Have also confidence in the ministering brethren that we are not only preaching the word, but that we bring everything in prayer to God, interceding together with you so that the Lord can give full deliverance by His grace, and so that His blessing can really, really in all of us, that His blessing can happen through us and be manifested in us. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up and let us sing together the chorus as so often, just as I am. Yeah. We are bowing our heads. We remain in silent prayer. We are opening our hearts. We are in the presence of God. And wherever our Lord was, there not only the sermon took place. The sermon was the most important, yes. But when our Lord said something not very clear to the people, then many left him and they followed him no more. But Peter, he then said, Lord, where shall we go? Only you have the words of eternal life. Many in the past years went on their own ways. Many stumbled over that, what was said or what was done. But the elect, they abide in following the Lord until we come from believing unto seeing. We are just so grateful that the Holy Spirit leads into all the truth. But firstly, it's of course written in John 16, when the Holy Spirit has come, then he will convict the world of sin. Of sin because they don't believe. Of righteousness and of judgment. Because the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is at work, then firstly, the sin, the unbelief, that what cannot stand before God, it is exposed and it is being shown, and we are coming to him, to the Lord, and ask him for forgiveness. And then we are hearing also the words of the scripture, who forgiveth thee all thy sin and who healeth all thy diseases. And even although our sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. The blood of the new covenant was shed. And we, as the people of the new covenant, are entitled that all promises are becoming true, for they are yes and amen in Jesus Christ, our Lord, through us. May great things take place. Believe. Believe. We are feeling the presence of God in our midst. The Lord leads us by his Spirit. He reveals to us his word and his will and leads us into all the truth. The word is a two-edged sword. It penetrates and divides asunder. That's how our Lord said it. I have come to this world as for a division. Those who see shall become blind, and the blind shall become seeing. And brothers and sisters, our Lord also said, he who is not with me is against me, and who is not gathering with me, he is scattering. The same our Lord said, if you receive him whom I send, then you receive me. God just ordained it that way, that he gives and speaks out commissions, and then he confirms his word, and he reveals it in all those who believe the divine message. If you believe with all your heart, then just say Amen. Praise be to our God. The faith has the promise that we will see the glory of God. And let us also say this here. If we are not the ones who are now separated from all the others, we are following the Lord. If we, who we believe God now, and having part in that, what He's doing right now, who shall it be then? Who else? If we are not the ones, who? We have followed the Lord. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. No, we followed the revealed holy word of God. And the word accomplished in us for what the Lord has sent it for. Whoever has a request now, doesn't matter what kind, just raise your hand briefly. If you have a true request which we can bring together before the Lord, and let me read here the scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, where the Lord really said that in His name, that we have the commission in His name, that we have the right to pray, and that God will answer. Matthew 18, verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you have this faith, then it will happen today. The Lord will confirm His word by His grace. Let us believe. Let us pray together. Let us experience. And let us thank the Lord together. Great God, we are in Your presence. And together with us, the whole world is connected. Those who are connected with You, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. And we are claiming to all, we are claiming all whom You have redeemed, all for whom You have shed Your blood. Beloved Lord, redemption, justification by faith, let them experience it. Also all who are today in our midst still bound, may they believe and may they accept that they are now delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of every right which Satan has on them. Precious Lord, by the authority of Your holy word, we speak it out. Be free. Be delivered of every right of Satan. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Be healed. Be blessed with every blessing which God prepared for us in heavenly places. And which has given to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made for us. And all the people say, Amen. And all the people said, Hallelujah. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and the honor also for that what was proclaimed and worked today by the Holy Spirit and what became reality in all of us. To You, the Lamb of God, to You, the only God who has revealed Himself in a manifold way, To you be the praise, now and forever. We thank you that you have sent your messenger before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. We thank you for the message which we may carry on until the last one is being called out. I also lay before you the journey to Indonesia. Give me grace that the last call goes forth and that the last ones are hearing the voice, that they believe and that they follow. Bless all over Europe. Bless all over the world, on all continents. We pray also for Israel. You, God of Israel, be with your people and finish your work with the church from all peoples, tongues, and nations, and complete then your work with Israel on Mount Zion. Great God, you yourself, you have the responsibility for the fulfillment of all that what you promised. We just ask, have thine own way with all of us until we come from believing unto seeing. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Just be seated for a moment. We will, our dear brother from Arequipa, we will give him special greetings to Peru. Where are you? Where are you? That we can give you greetings. Where is our brother from Arequipa? Would you come to the front briefly, that I pray for you, that the Lord may bless you? Please come to the front. We are just grateful, grateful to the Lord for that what He's doing. In Lima, Peru, we have a regular TV program, and the word of the Lord is being proclaimed there. Please come. We just want to bless you once again in the name of the Lord, wishing you God's blessing with all your heart, with all our hearts. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. Take greetings with you to our brother, to all our brothers and sisters. The Lord be with you. Be with you and bless you from the riches of your of His grace. Amen. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we ask for our brother and for our sister. Bless them and make them a blessing to you, the Almighty God. We say thanks for it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you. The Lord be with you. I don't know whether we have still a song. The time is over. Perhaps Brother Schmidt prays with us. Please come, Brother Schmidt. Thank together with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness. And we repeat it. It's unmerited grace which you have given us, each one of us, and to me the least one, whom you have redeemed and purchased by your precious blood and washed us. Thank you. Give us the grace, Lord, that we intercede for one another, that we pray for one another, thanking you for the privilege which you have given us to hear your word. But not only to hear, but Lord, as you have said it yourself, that we are able to hear and to receive and to do accordingly. Bless us. Bless all our brothers and sisters. Also those who are here today and who will travel back, Lord, bless them. Protect them. All who have listened worldwide, oh my God, your word is swift and it is running to the ends of the earth. Oh God, give grace that it's not only for a witness, but that it accomplishes for what you are sending it for, that all are coming out, that all are leaving and are serving you. Let my people go. Thank you, Lord, in your precious name, in which you revealed yourself. Amen. So be it, that the Lord really, in all peoples and tongues, blesses. And all of you, we give you greetings from all tongues. From Finland, up down to Italy, to Romania, France, all over Europe, Switzerland, Austria, just everywhere. And then also in all of the world. May the Lord God be with us until the next time. Once again, remember me that the journey can become a great blessing for all whom the Lord has ordained for eternal life. Are you grateful for the word? Hallelujah. To him, the living God, be all the praise. Let us sing once again. Praise, honor, and glory. Amen. He has blessed us. And with us, all who are joining us online, also today. With God, all things are possible. To him be the praise for everything.